Algernon, we are kicking this business watch off talking about PACE loans in Doña Ana County. What can you share with us?
Last week, the Doña Ana County Commission voted to postpone an ordinance that would create a district in the county permitting people to take out these loans that would fund solar panels, wind turbines, conversions to renewable energy, and then repay that loan on their property tax bill to the county.
So why was it tabled?
And this has come up before, it should be noted. There are some problems. So the property assessed loans that fund these projects can be done through bond issues, but the conversation has mainly been around private lenders who may be from out of state, who maybe perhaps do not always have the most solid ethical business practices. And so there have been concerns raised from a number of parts of the community about whether these loans are targeting low-income people who would not necessarily be able to obtain financing otherwise, who might be getting into something that they don't understand or might be getting over their heads in terms of what their obligations will be, or maybe who aren't even prepared for a much higher property tax bill when it comes around.
Have we heard anything from the county on if they plan on vetting these companies that may be out of state and we may not know much about them?
This is the thing. So with a county ordinance, the county is in the position where it could set forward any guidelines it wants as far as vetting the projects themselves, vetting the borrowers to make sure that they're creditworthy, as well as the companies making the loans. There's a lot of things that they can do. However, a lot of mortgage lenders and realtors here in the community are very concerned about other impacts these loans have, for instance, on the secondary mortgage market. When you take out a PACE loan, that establishes a lien on your property, which bankers say can make it difficult to refinance, can make it difficult to sell your property. And proponents say that those concerns are exaggerated.
Okay, so with that in mind, do we have any idea on how this may impact the renewable energy industry here in our area?
It seems vital to figure out a way to let people convert to renewable energy systems. As you say, there are jobs and local industries on the line, as well as, and this is probably how we should always start the conversation,
Yeah. We
need to get off carbon-emitting fossil fuels and onto renewable energy. It's a matter that concerns the very survival of the species.
Looking at the state of that industry, though, where is it at here in our area or in New Mexico? Do you have any idea or any information on really how that industry is growing right now in our area?
There's demand. There's a lot of interest. One obstacle that has to be overcome is this notion that it tends to be the wealthy people who can afford these systems. So we're trying to find ways to bring the costs down as well as to make financing available to more consumers, property owners, commercial property owners, homeowners. There's some pressure also. The tariff environment right now is affecting some of our ability to import components and import solar panels. So the trade war with China is not assisting that very much, but the industry is still vital.
Okay. Now, thanks for that update, Algernon. I want to move on and talk about a local gallery that was impacted by the closing of another gallery in town. Now, this had something to do with similar names.
Right. This is a branding story. So the Cutter Gallery, very famous landmark business for decades, went out of business. The owners retired. They had a grand closing sale for several months that was highly, highly advertised and well publicized. Well, it turns out there's also a hair salon in Las Cruces called the Cut Gallery. And in an environment where people look at headlines really quickly, don't always read carefully, apparently people assumed that the Cut Gallery was closing and they started taking their business elsewhere.
So do we have any idea about how they were impacted by this?
Severely. They said that they had their worst summer in years, that they lost most of their staff, the hairdressers on staff. We did a story for the Las Cruces Sun News about them that I think has helped them resuscitate a little bit.
Okay, we don't have much time left, but where is the Cut Gallery located?
Oh, that's located on Solano Drive.
Thank you so much, Algernon. We appreciate the update on the Monday Business Watch. We will talk with you next week.
Ciao.